Is the next big thing a microbe? Monsanto thinks it may well be. The ag giant is investing heavily in new research with a partner company that already has made a big name for itself with microbes and microbial-based technology. That company is Novozymes, a Denmark-based multinational with offices around the world. It claimed the title of the world's largest provider of enzyme and microbial technologies and is moving into the field of ag biologicals. In the mid-1900s, the company spearheaded development in enzymes that are used in detergents. The enzymes replaced hazardous chemicals with a biological substance that was non-toxic and non-polluting. Since that time, the company has developed other enzymes that convert biomass into fuel, and they began research into biofertility solutions for agriculture. Monsanto and Novozymes formed the BioAg Alliance to expand their research. They are presently testing more than 2,000 bacteria taken from soils around the world. The BioAg Alliance is hunting for something more than just compost on steroids. They are looking for solutions to specific problems, whether it be fertilization, disease, insect infestation, or any other specific challenge that a grower will face. Monsanto isn't alone in their race to find microbial solutions to replace agrochemicals. Bayer and DuPont have their own research effort, and there are several smaller companies who've been working with compost or compost teas and extracts for years. But compost is a shotgun approach. These researchers are looking for specific bacteria or enzyme for a specific solution to a specific problem. The bottom line is, these new ag biologicals could be a tool that help you improve yield. They could reduce ag's reliance on chemicals for fertilization and pest control. And that could be very good for your farm and the environment. I'm Len Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.